Okay, here we go again. This one is entitled The Table of Contents includes some of the following. A panel description, which has two subsections covering switches, controls, keys, and connectors, and a function display. Chapter 2 is accessories that are available for this handy talkie. Chapter 3 is battery packs. It covers battery pack replacement, battery caution, battery charging, a charging note, and battery case. It's optional for some versions. Chapter 4 is the basic operation of the handy talkie. A number of items are covered here. Power on, setting a frequency, setting audio squelch level, receive and transmit, selecting a memory channel, selecting a call channel, the key lock function, and display type. Chapter 5 has four subheadings of general, offset frequency, subaudible tones, auto repeater function. And chapter 6 covers memory programming, four subsections there, general, programming the memory call channels, channel name programming, and memory transferring. Chapter 7 is the DTMF memory. Now, DTMF stands for Dual Tone Multi-Frequency. These are the tones produced by a touch tone telephone or by the touch tone pad on your handy talkie. There are three subsections here: programming a DTMF code, transmitting a DTMF code, and DTMF transmission speed. Chapter 8 covers scan operation, scan type, programmed scan, memory scan, priority watch, and scan resume condition. Chapter 9 covers subaudible tones, tone squelch, pocket beep operation, and tone scan. Chapter 10 covers pager code squelch, and it has four subsections entitled pager function, code programming, pager operation, code squelch. Chapter 11 covers other functions. There are three subsections there: the set mode, the initial set mode, and the CPU reset. CPU stands for Central Processing Unit. That's the brain of the handy talkie, the computer part of it. The last four chapters, 12, 13, 14, and 15. Chapter 12 is cloning. Chapter 13 is optional unit. Chapter 14 is specifications. And chapter 15 is options. Okay, besides the 15 chapters in the book, I've covered a few things here that are not listed, and they are an introduction and copyright section, safety information, the FCC, that is the Federal Communications Commission, and then I have something called terms, T-E-R-M-S, terms. These are radio terms and mostly VHF and UHF radio terms. So this ends the table of contents. Let's take a little break here. I know that's a lot to digest, but I wanted to give you a general idea of what was coming in the 15 chapters in your book. Good luck with it. Take time. Don't try and take too much at one time. Just review a little bit at a time, and I'm sure it'll all come to you in good time. That's it for this section, and we'll be seeing you very soon.